The following is a Govardhan Puja lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 10th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, we would like to welcome you all, ladies and gentlemen, for this celebration of Govardhan Puja. This is the most auspicious worship of Lord Sri Krishna's transcendental pastime. Before we begin this transcendental discussion, we will invoke auspiciousness of the great acharyas.
Преди да започнем тази трансцендентална дискусия, ние ще предизвикаме благоприятност, като дадем почитание на предишните ачарии.
Вандехам Шри Гуру Шри Джата Паракамалам Шри Гурун Вайшнавамсча Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, Lord Sri Krishna made his transcendental appearance on this planet some 5,000 years ago. But at that time, hardly anyone recognized him. Only a small handful actually knew that he was God. Even the heavenly king Indra could not understand how this little cowherd boy could be God. So the Vrijvasis, they were agriculturalists. Vaishya community. As in Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Rishi Krishi Goraksha Vanijam. They have three kinds of activities: agriculture, Rishi, cow protection, Goraksha, and Vanajiyam, a trade. So they were agricultural community.
Както в Бхагавад Гита се казва, вайшите имат три основни дейности. Това са земеделие.
And they had a very long-standing tradition every year to worship Indra.
Протекция на кравите и също така търговия. Тази общност.
Because agricultural communities, they are dependent on rain.
Те били земеделци и всяка година обожавали Бога Индра.
Just like now in Australia, there is the most severe drought in the history of Australia.
както в днешно време в Австралия сега има най-голямата суша.
The land is becoming completely dried up and cracked.
Земята е напълно пресъхнала и напукана.
And every four days an Australian farmer commits suicide.
И средно всеки 4 дена един австралийски фермер се самоубива.
So agricultural communities are very, very much dependent on rain.
И така земеделските общности много зависят от дъжда.
So at this time Krishna was 7-year-old boy. Actually Balaram was about 8 years old and Krishna was about 7.
В това време Кришна бил на около 7 години, а Баларама бил 8.
And Krishna was noticing this big, big arrangement going on to worship Govardhan Hill. Indra.
И Кришна забелязал как се правят големи приготовления за да бъде обожаван Индра.
So he was thinking, what is this? What is the result? He said, Kim phalam? What is the fruit? What is the result of this worship?
И той се питал каква е ползата, какъв е резултатът от това обожание.
So he questioned, why are you doing this?
Той запитал пастирите защо правят това.
He actually made all kinds of amazing arguments.
Всъщност той поставил всякакви удивителни аргументи.
At one point he said, suppose if there is God.
В един момент той казал, да предположим, че има Бог.
Just see, here is God preaching agnosticism.
Вижте само как самия Бог проповядва агностицизъм.
He said, suppose if there is God.
Той казва, да предположим, че има Бог.
He's obliged to give us the fruit of our work.
Той е задължен да ни даде плодовете от нашите дейности.
So he is worshiping us. We don't need to worship him.
Така че всъщност той е този, който ни обожава. Ние няма нужда да го обожаваме.
So in this way, Krishna was preaching karma mimamsa philosophy.
По този начин Кришна проповядал философията карма мимамса.
One of the atheistic philosophies.
Една от атеистичните философии.
What is the need of worshiping this Indra? There's no purpose.
Какъв е смисъл? Няма полза да се обожава този Индра.
And even if he does supply the rain, he gives it everywhere. He rains on the ocean, he rains on the land. He rains without any discrimination.
Дори да даде дъжд, той го излива навсякъде, над океаните, над скалите, навсякъде.
So why we should worship this Indra? Doesn't make sense.
Защо трябва да го обожаваме? Няма никакъв смисъл.
In this way he made argument.
Той значи той поставя различни аргументи.
We have to understand the Brijbasis, they were very just like the little children. We are very affectionate towards the little children, you see.
Ние трябва да разберем, че Брджбасите, както ние сме много обичаме.
So there was everyone, the whole Brijbasi community, they had this very, very strong affection for Krishna.
Цялата общност на Брджбасите имали тази много силна обич, привързаност към Кришна.
So they wanted to please Krishna, you see.
Те просто искали да удовлетворят Кришна.
So Nanda Maharaj says, all right, we will have a... Actually, Krishna said, all we really care about is the land, this Govardhan, you see, this is what we should worship.
Всъщност, Кришна каза на Нанда Махарадж, че всичко, което трябва да уважаваме, е тази земя, Говардан е хълма.
So Nanda Maharaj says, all right, we will worship Govardhan and Indraprastha.
Нанда Махарадж казал, добре, ще ги обожаваме заедно и Индра и Говардана.
Krishna said, no, that will take time. Whatever arrangement is already there, you simply use that for Govardhan. So you can just imagine what went through the mind of Indra when he saw that this little boy had diverted this entire community away from worshipping him.
Може само да си представите какво преминало през ума на Индра, когато видял, че това малко момче,
who had worshipped him for many, many generations,
променил ума на цяла тази общност, която продължение на много поколения била
обожание. He was coming down in parampara.
Обожание идвало по парампара.
Worship Indra every year, you see.
Всяка година се обожава Индра.
Indra couldn't stand it.
Индра не може.
Who is this impudent little coward boy, you see?
Кое е това малко нагло пастирче?
Anyway, so Krishna diverted the worship for Govardhan.
И така Кришна отклонил обожението към Говардхан.
And he told the Brijabasis to bring all kinds of delicious, wonderful foodstuffs.
Той казал на Брджабасите да донесат всякакви видове.
Пури, сабджи, покора, чатни, halava, you see, rubbery, sweet rice, so many things. He gave them big menu. That you bring huge quantity of foodstuffs for Govardhan. And after they did that, then Krishna himself assumed a huge form. And he began to devour those huge quantity of foodstuffs. And they were running, he was eating like anything, huge quantities. And he was exhibiting great hunger. He said, bring more, bring more, bring more. Aniyor, Aniyor, Aniyor. That in the language, the Sanskrit, he was saying, bring more. Aniyor, Aniyor, bring more. So if you go on the Govardhan Parikrama today in Brajmandal, and you come to that area just before Sankarshan Kund, there will you see a village named Aniyor. It was in that name, that village is named after the remembrance of Krishna saying, bring more, bring more, bring more. Aniyor, Aniyor, Aniyor. No matter how much they brought, he still would not be satisfied. But finally, they brought tulsi leaf, and then he was satisfied. So you must never neglect to give tulsi leaf to Krishna. You may give him unlimited varieties of the most delicious foodstuffs. But if you neglect to give him the tulsi leaf, he will not be satisfied. So you must give tulsi leaf. So in this way, the Govardhan Puja went on. They did the parikrama, they put the cows in the front, you see, and they went around the mountain. And ever since that day, 5,000 years ago, all through the year people are doing it, especially Govardhan Puja. It's still going on for 5,000 years, that parikrama of Govardhan, you see. But this was just too much for Indra. He was boiling with anger. There is one cloud. That cloud is known as Sangvartaka. That cloud is very, very, very heavy, heavy cloud. That is the cloud invoked by Indradev at the time of the destruction of the universe. So Indra was so much overwhelmed with anger, he called the Sangvartaka cloud. To completely destroy Krishna, Balaram, the cows, and the Vrajabasis. So the Vrajabasis, when this huge, devastating storm came, they just ran to Krishna praying for protection. We have no protection but Krishna. They were begging Krishna for protection. So for Krishna, no problem. Little 7-year-old boy, he took his pinky like this and he took the heel and went. He's just very, there's a word in English, nonchalant. Very casually just standing there holding the mouth.
пълна лекота, съвсем свободно хванал хълма и го задържал в продължение на 7 дни.
It wasn't a big deal for them, it was just like a little fun.
За него това изобщо не било голям проблем, било забавно.
Just like a child, he may take one mushroom and pick it up.
Както едно детенце може да хване една гъбка и да я откъсне, и да я дигне.
So he was holding this Govardhan.
Как Кришна държал този Govardhan?
For many, many, many days. And finally he called off that devastating storm. After 7 days. And then Indra was just had to really humble himself after that. He couldn't understand that Krishna was God. But Krishna proved that he was God. Krishna established there is no need to worship demigod. In India today, this demigod worship is very popular. They worship Durga, Indra, Saraswati, big everyone. They like to worship the demigods. But this Govardhan Puja is a lesson. There is no need to worship demigods. Yanti deva vrata devan patrinyanti prati vrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti mad yajinopimam. Krishna explains. He says that those who worship the demigods, they take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ghosts and spirits, they take birth among such beings. Those who worship the ancestors, they will go to the ancestors. But those who worship me, they will live with me. So Krishna showed there is no need to worship these demigods. You simply worship Krishna. So why they were worshiping Govardhan? Because Govardhan is identical with Krishna. Krishna assumed that gigantic form to eat all those foodstuffs simply to establish that he and Govardhan were one and the same.
Krishna приел тази гигантска форма, която изява цялата храна, просто за да установи, че няма разлика между него и Govardhan.
So on the one hand we call Krishna Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan.
От една страна ние наричаме Кришна Гиридари, или този, който повдигнал Govardhan.
We also call him Giriraj, the king of the mountains.
You see.
So the lifter of the hill and the hill are the same person actually. This is another one of the amazing pastimes of Krishna. Krishna lifted himself. Actually. So in this way, if we meditate on these wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Krishna, then we can be lifted out of the modes of nature. The present moment, we are very much choked in the grip of the three modes of material nature. Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattvagun. We are being suffocated by these modes. But by these wonderful pastimes of Krishna, by relishing these sweet nectarian Krishna Lilas, we can immediately come out of the modes of nature. Actually, there is nothing more attractive than Krishna's pastimes. Everyone wants to relish some pastimes. Just like here in your Bulgaria, they like to relish the soccer.
Както тук в България, всеки обича да се наслаждава на футбол.
Some stupid waste of time running around the field with a ball, you see.
Някаква глупава игра, тичаш по едно поле с една топка.
They take it as the greatest lila.
Те приемат това за най-голямата лила.
The pastimes of the soccer stars.
Забавленията на футболните звезди.
You see. We have that desire to worship some hero, you see. Ние имаме това желание да обожаваме някой герой. So if we do not know Krishna, we will invent some hero.
И ако ние не познаваме Кришна, ние ще си измислиме някакъв герой.
We will elevate some Godas to being a great hero, you see.
Ние ще издигнеме на пиедестал някой Godas да бъде нашия герой.
But if you worship the Godas,
но ако обожавате този Godas,
what do you become?
Какви ще станете вие?
Свабака.
Куче.
Свиня, верблюд, an ashyol, shva vidra ushtra karai in Sanskrit language. You see. We simply become dog, hog, camel, ass. If you worship dog, hog, camel, ass, svabaka, svinya, verblud, ashyol, you become svabaka, svinya, verblud, ashyol, isn't it? Yeah. That's right. So, do not worship Svabaka, Svinya, Virblud, Ashok. You worship
Krishna.
His lila is unlimitedly attractive. And the beauty of Krishna's pastimes is this. If you totally absorb your life in lila smadhanam, and nama puja, then you will go to
Krishna
and you will become a part of his transcendental lila. This is the purpose of these pastimes. Paritranaya sadhunam. Krishna wants to deliver the saintly persons. So to deliver them from the cycle of birth and death, he manifests these wonderful, amazing pastimes. As I have many times given example, one time I was going through the airport in Houston, Texas. And off in the distance I heard some music. Like that. I was like, what's going on here? I looked over there, there were some girls in grass skirts doing the hula dance. And there was some guys with flower garlands, with ukuleles, you know. Da, 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 da,
da.
Can you imagine what it was? It was a Hawaiian Airlines. They were trying to attract people to buy tickets to Honolulu. So they could go walking up and down Waikiki Beach. You see? So they could go walking up and down the beach, the famous beach in Honolulu, Waikiki Beach. So they wanted to give the people in the Houston airport a taste of what it's like in Hawaii. So this is originally there in
Krishna.
Just like Hawaiian Airlines flew in the girls and the boys from Hawaii to show some Hawaii lila to attract people to come to
Hawaii.
Krishna does the same thing. He personally comes and he brings So many associates with him in the spiritual world.
Той лично идва и води със себе си много придружители от духовния свят.
To show how wonderful it is in the spiritual world.
За да покаже колко е прекрасно в духовния свят.
So that anybody who witnesses the Krishna Leela,
за да може всеки, който стане свидетел на Кришна Лила,
their hearts will become so attracted to that Leela.
Сърцата им толкова да се привлекат към тази Лила.
That they will think, no, I must go there, I must go there, I must go there.
Започна да мисля, това трябва да отида там, трябва да отида там.
So these days, like Govardhan Puja,
така че на тези дни като Говардхана Пуджа,
they are a special facility for us to dive deeply, deeply, deeply into Lila Smaranam.
Те са специална възможност за нас да се потопим дълбоко, дълбоко, дълбоко в
Лила. I think the hill must be being prepared in the kitchen, the Govardhan Hill.
Мисля, че в момент се
Hopefully. So there'll be some parikrama of Govardhan Hill. So when you're doing the parikrama of Govardhan Hill, in your mind you should visualize the original Govardhan parikrama 5,000 years ago. Did you not bring a cow for tonight's program? We could have a cow lead the parikrama, you see. I think they did that in Kaunas. Where is Kerala? In Kaunas they brought one cow. I remember. A calf, wasn't it? Yeah. To the temple for one of the festivals. So, I don't know if the cow came in the temple room. Did the cow come in the temple room? Did the cow come in the temple room? Anyway, no? The cow stayed outside. But and we can meditate on how the cows were leading and the Brijavasis were going around the hill behind the cows on the order of Krishna. And Krishna said, anyone who does not worship the Govardhan will be bitten by snakes. So do not neglect to worship the Govardhan tonight. You don't want to be bitten by snakes, do you? So, in this way, we have the most wonderful opportunity to enter into a joyous mood, a festive mood of the Brijabasis. Tonight we can all become the Brijabasis by worshipping Govardhan Hill. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
Why is that Krishna and his coward friends are herding the calves?
Why do his friends herd the calves?
Why does Krishna and his friends herd the
calves? Why do they herd the calves? Yeah. Actually, in Vrindavan, there are many, many cows. Prabhupada said that there are 900,000 cows.
Всъщност във Вриндаван има много, много крави. Прабхупада казва, че те са 900 хиляди.
So the adults are very busy herding the cows. You see, it's a lot of work keeping care of 900,000 cows.
И възрастните хора, на тях им е много трудно да се грижат за тези 900 хиляди.
But then all the calves are there also.
И също има и много теленца.
So if they let the little boys take care of the calves, then that makes it much easier for the adult to take care of the cows.
И ако те дадат на момчетата да се грижат за теленцата, става много по-лесно за възрастните да се грижат за кравите.
You see, in agricultural communities, that was the system. They would have as many children as possible.
Разбираш ли, в такива земеделски общности има ли колкото може повече деца?
Because the children can help with the agricultural work.
Защото децата може да помагат в работата.
Nowadays, in this industrial society, people don't like to have children, you see.
В днешно време в това индустриално общество хората не искат да имат деца.
But in agricultural community they want to have many, many children.
Но в тези земеделски общности хората си искали да имат много деца.
Because that's that many more hands to take care of the cows, the calves and the crops.
Защото колкото повече работни ръце имат, те могат да се грижат за реколтата и за кравите.
It is guaranteed labor force.
Това е една гарантирана работна сила, ръка.
So in this way, because there are so many cows and so many calves, someone has to take care of.
И така, понеже има много крави и теленци, трябва някой да се грижи за тях.
And the boys, they have great fun taking care of the calves.
Момчетата, тях им е много забавно да се грижат за теленцата.
They have many, many adventures in the forest.
На тях им се случват много приключения в гората.
Their mothers pack them the most amazing lunches every day.
Всеки ден техните майки им дават най-прекрасни обяд да си носят с тях.
And especially the lunch that Mother Jashoda packs for Krishna.
Особено пък този обяд, който майка Яшода приготви за Кришна.
Everybody wants to know what did Mother Jashoda pack in Krishna's lunch bag today.
Всички искат да знаят какво майка Яшода е приготвила за Кришна в неговата турбичка.
And sometimes the boys, they will steal another boy's lunch bag.
Понякога тези момченцата открадвали турбичката с обяда на друго момче.
And then he will run to get back his lunch bag and they will throw it to someone else.
Те се затичали да хванат тази турбичка и той е подхвърлено на някое друго момче.
So in this way the cowherd boys had all kinds of amazing pastimes in the forest of Vrindavan every day.
Така тези момчета в горите на Вриндаван всеки ден имали разнообразни забавления.
And all the big asuras would come.
Тогава идвали големите асури.
All these amazing pastimes, killing Krishna, killing this asura, that asura, so many asuras.
Толкова много асури Кришна убил в тези забавления.
And they would go home at night.
Когато се връщали вкъщи вечерта.
And they would say, Mataji, Mataji, the most amazing thing happened.
И казвали, Mataji, майко, случи се
най-удивително. We were in the forest today of Vrindavan.
Бяхме в гората на Вриндавана днес.
And this huge demon came, Mataji. And Krishna killed him. And the mothers say, oh yes, we know these boys, they make up so many stories. So, this is all for the wonderful lila of Krishna and his cowherd boyfriends. So they can enjoy so many amazing pastimes in the forest of Vrindavan. And you know those calves, they're also devotees. They are actually devotees who have taken the forms of calves just to serve Krishna in that way.
Те са предано отдадени, които просто приели тези форми на теленца, за да могат да служат на Кришна по този начин.
So, any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Yes.
Вярно ли е, че в областта на Вриндавана, на Матура и на Хълма Добродана няма земи?
Is it true that in the area of Vrindavana, Govardhana and Mathura there is no snakes? Is this true?
Are there snakes in Brajmanda? Maharaji? I have not seen. I know in Fiji there is no snakes. No poisonous snakes. That I cannot say. From what I remember in Krishna book, there are said to be snakes. So you have to be protected from being bitten, you have to worship Govardhan.
Колкото си спомням от Кришна Бук, трябва да има змии, защото щом се казва, че трябва да си защитен да не те охапят змии, ако обожаваш Говардхан, значи че има змии.
Въпрос ми е, да пак свързан с змиите. Пак свързан въпроса ми с змиите. В шастрите сетивата се сравняват с змиите. Може ли да се каже, че ако някой не участва в забавлението на Кришна, това означава, че сетивата му ще го мъчат в този смисъл. Змиите, на които се илюстрират сетивата, ще го ухапят.
In the scriptures it is the senses of the body are compared to like snakes also. So can we say in this analogy that you said that if someone does not worship the golden hill, he will be beaten by snakes. Can it be a like an allegory that we can be beaten?
Can be taken allegorically and literally both.
Може да, това може да приеме като алегория и буквално също така.
And Krishna didn't give it as an allegory. He gave it as a literal thing.
Но Кришна не го е дал като алегория, той го казал буквално.
Be careful not to allegorize the scriptures.
Внимавайте да не алегоризирате писанието.
That's the tendency of the scholars.
Това е склонността от тези, които са учени.
The bhaktas take everything literally.
Но бхактите, те приемат всичко буквално.
Unless it is specifically stated to be an allegory.
Освен ако специално не се каже, че нещо е алегория.
We take everything literally.
Ние приемаме всичко буквално.
Тази петлина в Батвина от Абхо обяснява за различните отражения с обидите на различни демони от Кришна, като пак как Кришна ни помага да преодолем различните си нарти и как да го отръщаме.
In this connection, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that each killing of a demon actually represents a destruction of some of our anartas.
So yes, that's true. But they were real demons.
No, тези демони, които са били убити, те са били истински демони.
It wasn't a make-believe allegory just to give, you know, describe different kinds of a narrative. They were real demons, but they also correspond to various types of a narrative.
Те са били истински демони, но те отговарят на различни видове на.
Next question. Yes.
Ние ще обикаляме хълма Говардан, но защо ще го изядем след това? Чухме, че Кришна е приел много прасадам. Това е някакво следване или това, което е приел Кришна? Не мога да разбера защо го ядем.
So we would circumambulate the hill, but why we will eat it?
You don't want to eat it? Prasadam is Krishna and Krishna is Prasadam.
Prasadam is Krishna and Krishna is Prasadam.
So, the Govardhan, even if you go to the real Govardhan, so if you want to eat some of that dirt, no one will say no.
Отиеш на истинския говор, да, не поискаш да ядеш от земята там, никой няма да възрази.
It is purifying to take ingest. To ingest Govardhan is very purifying.
Много е пречистващо човек да храносмели Говардан.
So you can ingest Govardhan in a very delicious form, delicious, nutritious and satisfying form.
Тази вечер ти можеш да вкусиш и да храносмелиш Говардан в една много вкусна, приятна и подхранваща форма в него.
Тушти пушти чудапайо нагасам. Next question.
Друг въпрос.
Yes, Кришна Четра, Прабху.
Хората имат различни интереси, без да знаят, че всички търсят Кришна. Как да направим така, че да свържем техния интерес с Кришна, защото ние точно това се опитваме да направим.
Different people have different interests, but actually every one of them is looking for Krishna. So how to connect their interests in a way that they'll be connected with Krishna? How to do it?
You simply have to become a very good representative of Krishna.
Ти самия просто трябва да станеш много добър представител на Кришна.
And then by connecting with you, they will automatically get connected with Krishna.
И когато те се свържат с теб, те по автоматичен начин ще се свържат и с Кришна.
Simple thing.
Много е просто.
How did we all get connected to Krishna consciousness movement? Some devotee, we got connected with some devotee. That's how it happened. I was attracted by His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. So everyone's attracted by some devotee. So you just have to become a very attractive devotee by very nice sadhana. So that anyone who gets to know you, they will also want to become a devotee, is because they're so amazed by your qualities. And then whatever you do, they will be interested. If you talk about Krishna, they'll be interested. If you want to do kirtan, they will be interested. If you want to come here for some festival, they'll be interested to come with you. If you teach them how to chant japa, they'll be very interested to try chanting the japa. You simply have to become a first-class representative of Krishna consciousness. And then you can make devotees like anything. Next question. So everyone is satisfied now. Everyone's ready for Govardhan Parikrama. Actually, this Govardhan Parikrama, it may be a little difficult with all these devotees here, but actually it's much easier than the one in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is something like 17 miles, you know. This is much easier. Takes many, many hours just to go around one time. Here it will be a little crowded. It will take a while to get around because there's so many devotees packed in. But still, it won't take 5. It won't take 7 hours to go around once. So, is there anything else? So, you want to lead a little kirtan, Vishnu Mataji? You can lead a little kirtan while the keel's getting ready. So, Param Jyoti, Prabhu? So, we'll stop here. Govardhan Puja Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai!